This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. NNSA fines LANL for critical safety violations. The National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, issued a report recently citing Los Alamos National Laboratory LANL with 7 critical safety violations that may impact worker or public safety. NNSA proposed issuing LANL a $770,000 fine as a result of these violations. In the report, NNSA cited a 2003 incident in which 2 LANL employees were exposed to dangerous levels of plutonium due to leaking storage containers. NNSA also cited LANL for improper packaging of radioactive materials, container maintenance, and failure to properly secure containers against seismic activity, among other things. However, the fine cannot be collected because LANL is managed by the University of California, which is a nonprofit entity. Federal regulations exempt all nonprofit managers from fines. NNSA also mentioned another 2003 incident that exposed 5 LANL employees to toxic vapors. NNSA did not include this incident in the fine because, quote, no radiological consequences occurred, end quote. LANL must respond to the report within 30 days. However, Linton Brooks, NNSA administrator, said, quote, with respect to the factual accuracy of the report, LANL management indicated that they had no substantive disagreement, end quote. Brooks also said, quote, I cannot continue to mitigate enforcement citations when significant safety events continue to occur, and particularly when, once again, only good fortune prevented these exposures from being much higher, end quote. The report comes at a time when both the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate are taking steps to strengthen worker compensation programs under the Federal Energy Employees Occupational Illness Compensation Program Act. The act provides workers who have been made ill by their work at nuclear weapons facilities a $150,000 lump sum payment as compensation, provided that the illness is proven to have been caused by their work. Of the nearly 25,000 claims filed under the act, 95% have yet to be processed by the DOE. The Senate has amended the two-pronged approach that was established in the Act. Currently, the Department of Labor processes claims filed by those made ill by radiation, beryllium, or silica. DOE processes claims filed by workers exposed to toxic substances. The Senate has consolidated both processes into the Department of Labor, which has proven more efficient in reviewing claims. Both New Mexico Senators Jeff Bingaman and Pete Domenici supported the amendment. The House approved to provide more funding to process the claims and establish permanent positions for physicians to review medical records. The House did not, however, support the Senate's proposal to consolidate the compensation program into the Department of Labor. Both New Mexico Representatives Tom Udall and Heather Wilson supported the consolidation, arguing that those made ill from their work at LANL and other DOE sites are dying as DOE stalls the compensation program. Representative Udall said, quote, after 3.5 years, less than 3% of the cases filed with the DOE have been processed. This means that the vast majority of the men and women who have filed claims through this program, many of whom will die before they ever see a compensation check, are being denied justice, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, or to hear this broadcast again, please call the CCNS Radioactive Hotline, 1-800-456-8863. Or download the audio version of the update from our webpage at nuclearactive.org.